Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Good morning. So, we started learning a little bit about the concepts of Chazos HaShatz and how Chazos HaShatz is such an important thing. And now we're going to see in Halacha LaMaaseh how does an individual join Chazos HaShatz. And for those who learned Daf Yomi, this is very apropos, it's very fitting, it's really Gemara's that we learned just recently. So, we'll start with that. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, number one on your page, says the following. Omar Avuna Nichnas LeBeis HaKnesses Umotzot Tzibur Shvispaling. He goes into shul, and he sees that Tzibur is davening already. Im Yochol La'atchil V'li Gemor Et Shelo Yagia Shatz L'moidim. If he's able to start davening and end his davening before the Shatz, the Baal Tefillah, gets to Moidim, Yispal, then he can daven. V'im Lav Al Yispal. If not, he should not daven. If he can finish before Gedusha, he should daven. The Gemara goes to say, what's the machlekes? The Gemara says, the machlekes is, can an individual say Gedusha, not as part of the Tzibur? So if he can say Gedusha, he doesn't have to rely on the Gedusha of the Shlech Tzibur. But if he cannot say Gedusha on his own, the only way for him to say Gedusha is by joining the Shlech Tzibur. So therefore, what is it? We pass kind of what? The Kedusha? You can't say it on your own. You have to say it with the Tzibur. So you may, we agree with Rabbi Shimon Levi. That if a person is able, goes to shul, and he sees the Tzibur is already davening, if he's able to start and to end his davening before the Chazan gets the Kedusha, good. And if not, you should not start davening. That's what comes out of this Gemara. The Gemara says also Moedim. I think more brings machlokes. This is moedim kedusha. I think more we pass the kedusha as well. Yeah.
You say davening,
davening shmoneh esrei. Yes. The truth is, the Mishnah already points out that when you talk about shmoneh esrei only, that fits very much for mincha. But in shachris, you talk about kriyshma as well. The main tzibur, the main part of davening with tzibur, that is shmoneh esrei.
So if he daven with the minion, but if you take longer to daven, it means you should speed up.
Excellent. Okay. Now I want to get to that. We'll get to that soon. This is really.
According to his manual, what do you do? According to what it says, if you can't get up to Moedim, you can't get up.
Oh, so you have to wait. We'll see soon in the show. Not have to wait. And here, this is something. Just as a preview, this will be a preview for the next shiurim as well. Though, it doesn't mean when we say that you wait that he did achieve the ultimate or the optimal tefillah b'tzibur. We'll see. That basically will be next week. What's the definition of tefillah b'tzibur? Tefillah im tzibur. What does it mean davening with a tzibur? When do you get the optimal tefillah b'tzibur? Right now we're saying halacha, a person comes to shul, you cannot miss kedusha. That's really what it says. And the Gemara speaks about a case, he came late. The tzibur in the middle of davening. He has to make sure they're davening kedusha. So he really has two options right now. Either he starts davening either he starts davening right now and he ends before the kedusha, or he waits for kedusha and only then he starts davening. That's what seems over here. Now, the Gemara mentioned over here in Moedim as well. Tosfos, in number two, brings the following. So, the Bin Utam, he was used to do the following. Kshamit Pael B'yochid, he was davening B'chidus in Shul, that's what it sounds. And there was a tzibur around him davening. Kshachazon Magia L'Moedim, now, there's about Philo getting to Moedim, what should he do? Haya Korea Imakol B'loya Miraklau. He would just bow down in the middle of Shwanas, right? And say Moedim together with the Tzibur, not say, I mean, do the act of bowing down with the Tzibur. So he says, V'davka b'emtza bracha, you can do it only in the middle of bracha, but say bracha, you can't, because as we can look, the Gemara says later, as anybody we already learned recently, Daf Yomi, is you could, to bow down in the end of bracha, is only two brachas we do it. Only in Magen Avos, Magen Avraham, and only in Moedim. But except that you can't down in the end of bracha, you have to do it in the middle of the bracha. So then he says, in Moedim, if a person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he gets the Moedim, just bow down together with the Tzibur. So immediately one can ask, so what did the Gemara tell us? If a person gets to Shul, and he sees the Tzibur, the Gemara brought here two things. He needs to reach with the Tzibur Kedusha. He needs to reach with the Tzibur Moedim. Why does he have to reach with the Tzibur Moedim? So he says, in the worst case, if he even was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he could always bow down together with the Tzibur. What's the problem? So really, this the Beis Yosef later, and some, I mean later, I mean in a different subject, Beis Yosef speaks about at Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, when he speaks about the dinim of bowing down, Mishnah addresses it. He brings a few answers. And then that Kamoshia says a very simple answer, which the Mogen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah quoted in this sugya. They look at the Dakamoshia number 3. It says you should wait for the tzibur, like we're looking at Gemara. Masha, you should not do it in the middle of bracha, just bow down the tzibur. The Ramah says a very practical thing. It's better to wait for the tzibur to get the moedim before starting the daven, and now rely on the fact that you're going to bow down with them doing your Shmoneh Esrei, because maybe you'll forget. The Mishnah Yosef adds also, maybe it's going to be in the end of a bracha, he can't do it. So therefore, ideally it's better for him to wait. If you look at number 2 back in the Tosis, the last words of Tosis are, "Miu l'chatchil la'as tois ken." So again, the Gemara gives us 2 points. Make sure the daven gedusha with the tzibur. Make sure the daven moedim with the tzibur. So it says, in some cases, you're stuck, you could bow down Moedim even in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but ideally you should not do that. You should do Moedim with the Tzibur. If you look at the Rambam starts, number 4, Anichas Beis HaKnesses, Matzat Tzibur, Shri Spalim Belachash, he goes into the shul late, he sees the Tzibur davening. Im Yochel Latchi, Gmor Atchle, Yagish that Tzibur, the Gedusha, Shri Spal. If you get the Gedusha, daven. If you love, Yam Tir, Shetchil, Shri Tzibur, Shri Spal, Bekol Rom, if not, you should wait. We'll get to that in a moment. And she gets she had tzibul kedusha. For only kedusha, but tzibul parashatz. That's why the Rambam here introduces something else. With the Rishonim say, the Rambam says over here, there's another solution. You daven together with the shliach tzibur. So we learned till now 2 options. Option number 1: you daven quickly, and you finish your Shmoneh Esrei before kedusha. Option number 2: you wait till the kedusha. The Rambam introduces option number 3. Option number 3 is what? Daven together with the Shliach Tzibur, Mila b'Mila. You start with the Shliach Tzibur, you daven together with him, you'll do Kedusha together with him. And that's what the Rambam says. V'ispalim v'lachash v'lim v'nir, she gesh ha'tzibur l'kedusha, v'oyin ha'kedusha v'shem ha'tzibur, v'spal sh'atfil ha'atzoy. He does a Kedusha with him, he starts with the Tzibur together, he reaches Kedusha together with the Tzibur, and then he davens on his own.
He said Tzibur, he means
Shliach Tzibur. It means like the davening of the Tzibur.
And then after
that,
the rest of the
tefillah
with the Shliach
Tzibur. He doesn't need to. That's the rest he does on his own. We'll get back to that in a moment. Meaning, he basically points out, what about Moedim? Don't forget about Moedim.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's waiting for the Kedusha, does he wait all the way to close to the end of Shmoneh Esrei to also be able to say Moedim?
So, you know, we'll be Magdim a little bit in Mu'ocher. We'll say something which I was planning to get a little later. If you look at number 8, in the Mogen Avraham says milu b'milu, when you say word by word with the Chazan, so says the Mogen Avraham, Pirush, Shiyoyim ha'im o'nikadesh, l'dor v'dor, adak el ha'kodesh. He'll say with him, Kedusha, ve'achak rispal b'fnei atzor. Then you'll daven on his own. Im yochol l'sayim kodesh yegi ha'shat tzasiyu shemei ha'tfilah. He could daven on his own, as long as he's going to finish before the Chazan gets to shemei ha'tfilah, as he gets will get shemei ha'tfilah, moedim, etc. But if he can't, he has to continue with the Chazan. So that's really the options. So we introduce here a third idea of davening together with the Shliach Tzibur.
And you say with the Dor V'Dor? In fact, you say with the
Shliach Tzibur the Tilla Kel HaKadosh, yeah. Oh. Whatever it is, if it's the Nusach Ashkaz, you say the Dor V'Dor. If it's the Svar, you say the HaKadosh, whatever the Nusach of the Tefillah is. Now, let's go straight here to the Shulchan Aruch. So you have over here two scenes from the Shulchan Aruch. Now that we introduce the concept. The concept is, you come late to Shul, you must make sure to daven Kedusha with the Tzibur. And then, the concept number 2 is, you can daven together with the Shliach Tzibur. So first of all, let's see the first thing. Zog the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuvtes Seif Aleph. Hanichnas Beis HaKnesses Umotah Tzibur Yispalim. He comes too late to Shul, he sees the Tzibur's davening. Im Yochol Latchil V'Digmor Kodem Shegei Shel Tzibur Kedusha. He can finish before the Shel Tzibur gets Kedusha. Oy LeKaddish. He adds the word Kaddish. Also Kaddish is a concept. Yispal. V'hu Adin Omin Dekel HaKodesh Shomei Adin Onkei Kodesh Kedusha. There are more adds another thing. It's not enough, Kedusha. Add the Shulchan Aruch, also Kaddish. You have to make sure to be able to do Kaddish with the Tzibur. Which exact Kaddish? Let's assume the first Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei. Then you have also 2 other things that are in my hands. Amein Zekel HaKaddish and Amein Shemei HaTfilah. Remember, we learned about it. These 2 Ameins are the most important ones. So he needs to make sure that he could say amens on both, or to end with the chazan there. Either to finish with the chazan, the chazan shazan kalakadosh, or to be able to say amen. So in other words, if he, lets, he comes to the to shul, and he will, they're going to get the kedusha. He says, you know, I'll start right after kedusha. But he won't be able to finish the davening before the amen of Shema Tefillah. So that's not good. He has to try to achieve everything he can achieve with the tzibur. V'im lav, that's what the Shulchan Aruch continues. Ali spala, if not, don't daven. Wait. But he needs to make sure that he's not going to pass Mount Fila. So he wait to daven later, by Chidus. And that's it. That's what Shulchan Aruch continues. V'im nichnas lachar kedusha, he goes after kedusha. Im yochu latchil ligmor kodim shegesh letzibur lemoidim, he's able to get to moidim, or again, to the according to the Ramah, Shema Tefila, which that's what the Mishtabura number 7 almost said, or here says. Segway, just cooking the Mishtabura. Number 7 says, Shetzibu Lemoidin, says the Mishtabura, Ula Ramah no ba'ago, Tzuch Ligo Akodim Omen Shema Tefila. We need to get there. That's option number 1, that's what we just mentioned. Or Shishai Be'atu Shechol La'agia B'tfilah, so because Shema Tefila, Yimash Letzibu B'shove. Or end Shema Tefila to get the Tzibur. But he must make sure to get the Shema Tefila as well. If he reaches together Shlech Tzibur or any other place where he can bow down together, he's parallel. And that's what it says.
But either way, he's only saying
Moedim
once.
Right. What about Moedim Derabanan? So the first is that Moedim is a later takana. We don't care that much about Moedim Derabanan. I mean, for that, the person should not lose.
The idea of saying Kedusha with the Shlech Tzibur, you're not going to say it unless you're actually with the Shlech Tzibur. Either you finish beforehand or you're saying it together with the
right.
Shlech Tzibur. So, Moedim, you can say no matter what. What's the difference?
No, but Moedim, if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you can't say Moedim.
Again, everybody says regular Moedim.
Right, but if it's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei,
what's the difference if you're saying with the Shlech Tzibur?
Oh, no. So there is a Moedim together with Shlech Tzibur. Very good point. The point is like this. There's a Moedim that Tzibur does together. In other words, when the chazan goes down, everybody's got, we are noyeg, and that goes back to your first point as well. We're noyeg to add to that the moedim derabanan and when the shlech tzibur does. But the main thing is that the moedim we do together. It's a good point. It really goes back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kedusha, can you do it together? What about moedim? Moedim of the tzibur together, you can't do it together. You can do your own moedim. You can't do the moedim of the tzibur. Very good point. He must start. He's getting late. He wants to put gula to the tefillah. If he's not on the shemagesh, it's tzibur lemoidim. Then it says the shchanoch. If you're stuck, you have no other choice. The tzibur is doing moidim. You could do moidim in the middle of shemoneh. Say yishchei avivu betchila b'soif alo yishchei not beginning bracha, end the bracha, only the middle of the bracha, and that's what he ends over here. So that's what the halacha. The first halacha is you daven shemoneh esrei. You must meet kedusha, and we add over here other things. Kaddish you have over here. Amen al Kadosh, Amen Shema Tefillah, make sure these things you achieve when you're davening
Betzibah. When you say Modim Dur Shema Tefillah, you're just bowing. You're not saying the words.
Yeah, exactly. Because you really want, that goes back to that point. You don't have to say the words. The main thing is the bowing down.
You're a little late. You don't say Nekadesh, right? You say Kadosh, Kadosh only?
It depends. Depends on what stage of davening you are. If you're in Elokai Nitzar, if you're Elokai Nitzor, then we Paschal. That goes back to a previous shiur that we had. Elokai Nitzor, you could say Gdusha, then you don't say the Kaddish. But if you're together with the Chazan, you do say the Kaddish. Yeah, so we learn we Paschal, not like the Goyin. The Goyin argues, do we say Yiru Lotzon? And then Elokai Nitzor, you say the thing. The Mugen Avraham over here, important Mugen Avraham. And number 6. It's a little long, but there's a few points over here, so let's see it inside. The Mugen Avraham says the following. Someone comes to shul, he's right after kedusha. He comes to shul and he missed kedusha. And if he's going to wait, he needs to know what to do. He needs to have a shmoneh esrei right now. These cases are much easier to understand in mincha. Because shachris, what about the whole beginning of davening? So let's say in mincha. He's coming, he knows, if he's going to start shmoneh esrei at this moment, he will not be able to get to moedim. He won't be able to do moedim with the tzibur. But if he waits for Moedim, he's going to miss Kaddish. So what's better, the Kaddish or the Moedim? Says the Mugen Avraham.
How is he
going to
miss
Amen
Yishalav?
Because he's going to be a Milo Shmoneh Esrei.
He's waiting until after.
He needs to have a Shmoneh Esrei right now. What should he do? Should he start Shmoneh Esrei right now, Gdusha? If he starts right now, he's going to finish, let's say, when the Tzibur do Tachron, just to make things easy. But if he waits for Moedim, he's going to finish after, by the end of Davening. What should he do?
He said he could do
Moedim,
though.
He could be, it's not the Chatchilo. That's what we learned from Taisis. The best thing is to do Moed together to see we're not in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. But if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're stuck, you should do it. So what should you do now? So really, the Bagrava refers to that. So let's see it again. Mishmabe is a guest of Tehlak, do show him Yam Terecha Moed, you wait till after Moedim, lo yuchal and Esamini Yishmerabo. Acha Kaddish, Acha Shmoneh Esrei. Vim Yam Terecha Kaddish, he's going to wait till Kaddish, Yavor is Matfilo, lo yuchal is Pala, he's going to wait till after Kaddish, so it'll be nothing, he's going to miss another davening. Here the Bagrava says something which we'll get back to Bez Hashem next week. That it seems over here that maybe it's better for him to daven, wait for the Adam davening and then daven b'chidus. Maybe. Nearly diatchil miad, better to do now. The mutal vatal moedim, I mean, shmerabo. Right? So first of all, it's better, I mean, if you have to miss one, moedim or mein shmerabo, it's better to miss moedim. Or mein shmerabo is more important. That's number one. There's one line below, it says, v'oit, that's your point. The moedim have shalish chesbem tseyiso. We have a solution for moedim. It's not the best solution, but it's somewhat of a solution. So therefore, Moedim, I have a solution. Now, that's number one of the Mogenavah. Number two, V'imba somuch le-Kaddish, he's coming for Kaddish. V'yispal teichi v'vatel o'min yishmerabo. He's about to do Kaddish. If he davens, if he's going to daven right away, he's going to miss Kaddish. V'im yamte adecha Kaddish, lo'chol yispal arvis ha-batzibur. So let's say they're doing Mincha Ma'ariv. That's the case. They're doing Mincha Ma'ariv. Right after Minchol Tzom Ma'ariv, they're about to do, they're now in Tachron. He can rush and daven Shmoneh Esrei very quickly, and then he's going to be able to chab Ma'ariv with the Tzibur. Or he's going to wait for Kaddish, and then he's going to start davening with the Tzibur. What should he do? Nearly Tfilat Tzibur Adifa. Better to miss a Amein Yishmerabo, so at least he has Ma'ariv with the Tzibur. Right? So, Amein Yishmerabo is greater than Moedim. Tfilat Tzibur is greater than Amein Yishmerabo. Void nearly. Another thing, the imbas somuch l'gdusha, night before gdusha. So he comes, he's coming late. Chazan just started chazos d'shatz. Baruch atah Hashem just started. V'im yadchil miyad lo yichol ma'gdusha. If he starts right away, he's not going to make it for gdusha. V'im yadchil achal gdusha lo yichol ma'moidim. But if he starts at gdusha, he's not going to moidim. So he has a choice. Should I miss gdusha? Should I miss moidim? V'im yadchil achal moidim yashol veres. And if he goes to moidim, it'll be too late. It's going to mess up the whole thing. Nearly the atchil acha gdusha, wait for gdusha, the mutav loim gdusha matzibur. So gdusha is greater than moedim. Kaddish is greater than moedim. Til b'tzibur is greater than kaddish.
How could you do this though? You're talking about by shafaris?
No, mincha. Let's say mincha. Mincha makes it a little easier.
Otherwise, it's a hefsek. Right?
Hefsek, or by gula l'tfilo. That's it, right.
The timing is tough.
Right. Okay, so that's the one thing of the Mogen Avraham. So again, so Mogen Avraham brings us different options over here. Prima Godim adds a few more. There's a what about Yavah Edin as the next Mogen Avraham. Look at the next Mogen Avraham, Seif Katan Gimel. Mogen Avraham adds one more thing we didn't speak about till now. What did Omein says the Mogen Avraham? Nearly what did Baruch Hu? What about Baruch Hu? Baruch Hu is also something that Tzibur can do. Te'ein yechidomer Baruch Hu. Right? So then Mogen Avraham says Baruch Hu is also a Katza. Prima Godim discusses what is greater, Baruch Hu or Kaddish, which one should you prefer? But you have over here a few things that you try to achieve to do it with a tzibur. So we spoke about Kedusha, obviously the main thing, Moedim, Amen Yishmerabo, we have the Omens of Shemei Tefillah and Kala Kodesh, and we have over here as well, Baruch.
Depends on whether it's Monday or Thursday also.
Why? Because you have more time. You have more time to get it.
You can make
the Kriya Satoyo. Okay, that's the question of Baruch and Kriya Satoyo, does it apply for the Baruch of Tefillah? Okay,
so
good point.
You say Amen Yishmerabo, which one it is? Because you can wait, you can hear the Eftalain also yet engaged.
Right, so Pashas here, the Pashas we're talking about, that's a good question in Shachris. And Shachris is the Chatzi Kaddish that we do, is that the one we're trying to achieve? Or the Kaddish Tiskabel that we'll do later? That's in Mincha, it's easier. It's the Kaddish, the first Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei. The Pashas sounds over here, we're talking about the first Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei, even in Shachris. That's it sounds. But that's not so clear, 100%. Okay, so that was Seif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Seif Beis the Shulchan Aruch, he says the following. Imatchil lispalel im shliach tzibur. Now, we spoke about the Ram. The Ram says we have a third solution. So we had a solution, I mean, we had two options. Catch a Kedush with the tzibur, catch a Moedin with the tzibur. Good. But now you have something else. The other thing is, what about davening with the shliach tzibur together, mila b'mila? The Rambam brought that option. Another, we shouldn't bring it. The Rif says it. Another is the Rosh. Bring this idea, davening with shliach tzibur, mila b'mila. So Shulchan Aruch brings a tziv base. Imatchil yispalel shliach tzibur, kishegiyim shliach tzibur nagdishach. So we're davening shliach tzibur. We're starting from word by word, and he gets the gdusha. Yoyimah imoy milo b'milo kol hagdusha. You should say kedusha. They go to the tzibur. Chen yoyim yoyim milu b'milu b'rikas akela kodesh because shemat tefila. Say with him also akela kodesh and shemat tefila. Why shemat tefila? As we saw before, already mentioned the Magen Avraham. Shemat tefila. If you're not going to reach it before, you could try to finish davening before. If not, do shemat tefila. V'gam michamen k'shegiya shetzibur lemoidim egiya gamu lemoidim. Atay shechol ha'odes k'shishchem shetzibur lemoidim. Make sure to bow down moidim. So you have over here. Kedusha, because you're doing together, Kela Kodesh, Shemat Filo, either you finish davening before, like we said, Mogad Avraham, or the Shulchan Aruch, you get together, Shnei Tzibur together, to Shemat Filo. And with the Shulchan Aruch, we're telling over here, that you don't need to do every word after Kela Kodesh, until Shemat Filo, you could go on your own pace. But make sure that when you get the Shemat Filo, you're together with the Tzibur. So you don't, because you're missing the Amen. What? No, but then with the other brachas, you can go a little slower, a little faster. You don't have to be every word with a chazan. But from a Kela Kodesh to Shemat Tefila, just make sure that Shemat Tefila, you reach that destination. Again, we saw the Rambam that you could daven on his own. Moshe Rambam says if you finish davening, you can go hurry up, finish davening before Shemat Tefila. That's also good. It's good enough. The Rambam says, "Avel chatchila lo yatchila adachar shalom akdusha v'kela kodesh." Don't do that. Chatchila, wait for kedusha. And she would say latchil mikor shas shoves. The time is passing. It doesn't is mizman tefilo. Okay, the least with gulot tefilo dinohachi. So Rama says you the following.
When you say wait for the kaddish, you mean let
the kedusha.
Just do the kedusha, and then when you're done with everybody, start from the beginning.
Right.
Yourself.
Exactly. That's what the Rama says the best. So really, what the Shulchan tells us, we have an option. Daven l'shnei tzibur says Rama, yes, you have that option, but better. To wait for Kedusha outside, not in the middle of your Shemat Esrei, and then go back. That's what it says over here. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, number 9, because the number 8 we already saw, the Mishnah Berurah says over here the following. It says, V'gam echav ayin le'esiv kadim da'af, u'besav mogen giboyim, brings the mogen giboyim, kosap, te'toiv yoseh li'spa'le mila b'milo. It's better to daven, word by word with a chazen, not to wait, לקיים שחיוש והמיני משהי מהר להספל ושהיא go faster שלא ירגש לציבור למוידים חן מה שבסב לי הרבה. He says, no, Shabur brings the sheet that says better to daven with the shlech tzibur. To do milo b'milo, then you have time, you don't have to rush, because if not, you're going to have to rush to get to, if you're going to start after Gedusha, you're going to have to rush to finish before Shemat Tefila, or at least to reach Shemat Tefila together. So you're going to have to make up for that lack of time. Better to daven in the beginning. That's what says the Mishnah Berurah in this sif.
But if you have the choice of davening with Kavanah or making Shemaya Tefila, isn't it better to daven with Kavanah?
Not if you're missing Shlech Tzibur. This is the Chiddush over here.
Not if
you're missing Tefila, the brachas of the Tzibur. See, this is the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush over here, well, I want to get, because let's wait with that point just for a moment. Okay, we'll get back to that. The Mishnah Berurah, next Mishnah Berurah says the following. Avad Chathilo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, just to see the next level. Again, he brings another sheet. It's lechatchila to do with the Tzibur Shoveh. Not also b'dievet. You have Gula Tefila. You do Gaal Yisrael. You want to start to go with the Chazan. Because if not, you're going to have to wait. Before you finish, you have to wait a little bit earlier, so you can do Geulah, some of the Tefillah. So it's better like that. So the Mishnah Berurah brings many points that say, better to daven with the Chazan than to wait for Kedusha, you daven with the Chazan, Mila v'Mila. If you look at the Biur Halacha, number 10, Biur Halacha brings this Mishnah Berurah just mentioned, Mashkatan Mishnah Berurah, Shemini Rabbis, Filim, Muzim, Utah, Fachatchilah. So he brings, that's the case, he starts together with the Chazan. Now brings the Biur Halacha, another case. Avalim Omed Lispal Mikoy Demashatz. He started before. Let's say he made a mistake. He wasn't sure. He didn't have patience. He started davening Shemot Esrei. He starts. He's Mogen Avraham. The Chazan starts. The Baal Tefila is starting. Mitoch Kavanosa Merubo Meiz Siba Yigei LeGedusha Mashatz. He's davening slowly. And when he gets to Michaya Mesim, that's when the Chazan also gets. So he's reaching Gedusha at the same moment the Chazan is Gedusha, but he did not start with the Chazan. He didn't go Mila B'Mila. Or lehefech, or the opposite. Sheit chlacha, sheit chashas. He started after. Umechabat sheiri chashas. He gnei kedusha because the batfilas. That's more for us. Usually we daven a little slower, a little faster than the chazan. So the chazan starts, and you go and join, and you're going to reach kedusha at the same time. Mashu minei shesham dezegal didein mutarek diavet. V'niro do adin kishen leitzachir l'shpes kedusha. So what does the Biur Halacha say over here? The Biur Halacha says you have another thing. If you are reaching the Chazan together, Gdusha, and you get Shmechaya Mesim, and the Chaya is together with the Chazan, you could say Gdusha with the Chazan. You could. But it's Bediyevit. Yeah, I should say it. Because that Shemekah we'll get to Beis Hashem later. I want to get to that. Machlek is Rishayim, we'll get to that. Regarding just being quiet. But if you are in Mechaya Mesi, you could say Gdusha, even though you did not start with the Chazan. Says the Biroloch, that's Bediyevit. So meaning, here's the case. Person comes into davening. He came late. Lera Leinu, you came late. So now the question is what to do. Should he start Shmoneh Esrei? If he starts Shmoneh Esrei right now, he needs to make sure to finish Shmoneh Esrei before Kedusha. That's number one. Now he has another option. He could start with the Chazan.
If he came late.
He could start with the Chazan right now. Milo be Milo. Start with the Chazan. The Chazan is going to start now. The Chazan Shatz, he will do with them Milo be Milo do Kedusha. So Ramah says that's not the best. Says the Mishnah, no, we pass it, it is the best. Because instead of waiting, better to do that. So says the Mishnah, that's great. So you start together with the Chazan. But let's say he came a few minutes late, and the Shnech Tzim already starts Shmoneh Esrei. He's in the middle. Now he has two options. He can wait till after Kedusha and then start Shmoneh Esrei. Or he can rush. He will do Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan. He will start Shmoneh Esrei right now, and when the Chazan reaches Mechaya Mesim, he will reach Mechaya Mesim as well. What should he do? Says the Biraloch, better to wait for Kedusha. Then we all agree, better to wait for Kedusha. So, when a person can start with the Chazan, that's good. And that's what we're going to get to next week, that some say that not only it's good, it's the best. We'll get to that. But you could start with the Chazan, says the Mishnah, where that's okay. But if the Chazan already started, and you want to start and just rush to reach to it, that's not best. Better to wait for Kedusha and then start. Unless a person is in a situation where he knows if he's going to wait for Kedusha and then he's going to start, he's going to miss many other things. He's going to miss a Moedim, he's going to miss a Kaddish. He has other Cheshbonos, or he needs to rush, doesn't have time. So then he should start and try to reach Kedusha. At least he does Kedusha together with the Chazan. It's the Evet. It's not the best then to wait for Kedusha. But if you get to Mechaya Mesim together with the Chazan, that's good.
Sometimes has kavana and it says it slowly, but sometimes
that's a problem.
Just, even if you're starting, say Baruch Adah, and then he's like,
right,
you know, he's
at
100%.
Right,
so
right. So if he's going too fast, you just wait for Kedusha. You can't do with him. You can't do Milo Milo Kedusha, wait for Kedusha, because you must get the Kedusha. And this goes to the point that we mentioned before. You have a tremendous Kedusha. That's what I want to get to the next point. Which someone asked over here before. I don't forget who it was. Then the question was like this. The Gemara is giving us the following thing. A person is coming to Davin. He must reach some milestones with the Tefillah B'Tzibur. He must. And what happens if he doesn't? So don't Davin right now. Wait. There is a concept that when the Tzibur is doing something, you're not doing it, it's a problem. Now, we'll add to the Chiddush. I was planning to leave for the end of this year, but here it fits very much over here. If you look at number 14, in the middle of the page to the right, says the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Simen. Hanichas in basic analysis. Says the Mishnah, I have a different option for you. What's the option? Im Roitze Lotzes, he wants to leave Shul, Litpal Ba'azor, he's going to go down to Ezes Noshim. Chutz in basic analysis. Mitpal Ve'enzech Lamtin. So then, that's okay. Meaning, a person wants to daven with Kavona, this is bothering him. He's not going to be able to daven. So don't daven with the Tzibur. But being in a Shul, when the Tzibur is davening, and they're doing Kedusha together, and they're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're doing Maidim, and you're not, even though you're doing all the solutions, you're being quiet, we'll get to all the other, it's not the right thing to do. You need to try to reach what the Tzibur is doing. You want to avoid it, just leave Shul.
So that's, if you start davening together with them,
if you start davening together with the Chaz, that's the solution. It's the Mishnah with the Chatila.
You don't come late.
That was the question, what they get to. So that's over here, the number 11. So here comes the big question. So what happens if a person is davening together with the Tzibur? That's basically the classic question I want to reach to. He's davening the Tzibur, he's davening slow, and the Tzibur is rushing, and he won't get the Kedusha. But what do you want him to do? I davened the Tzibur, I came 10 minutes before davening. I started Karbanis. I did Pesukim D'Zimra slowly. I did Baruch Hashma, we started going, I did Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, I didn't come late. What should I do then? The case of the Gemara is the person came late. What happens if you start with the Tzibur together? So that's the Biur Halacha number 11. The Biur Halacha is not sure what to do. Biur Halacha number 11, which is the first Biur Halacha Tzimun Kuvtes, says the Biur Halacha, Nistapakti. I'm not sure. Imiderech tiver, that's his nature. Leharich betfilo. He davens long. Ve'inu yochel esav kedusha. He will not make it for kedusha. Imutu lehatchi. Should he start davening? Umikani Riley's, don't bring it right from here. Tevshad dezil tefilas tzibu gemura mikri machash lo itchil mamashov. He didn't start together. He started late. Everybody starts short answer. Right now, there's no kedusha happening in this moment. That's what he says. That's one side of the Mishnah Berurah. The other side is, what we arrive in the Gemara, speaks about they came late. Why does Gemara say he came late? Say he came on time. He says, "Shehev shel Gemara misses shchicha nokat." So it's a din of ein ma'avir lamitzvah. It says you're going to miss kedusha, but you do tefillah b'tzibur. What should we do? I'm not sure. That's what I'm not sure. Now, if you look, the Chazon Ish at number 12, it's the din of anogas of Chazon Ish says yesh oyim mishmoy shamaich b'tefillah so rashi latchish shoyes echad b'tzibur. Chazon Ish says, no problem. So Chaim Kanievsky brings the name of Chazon Ish, that it's okay. If you look at the Oruch HaShulchan, number 13, he also says the same thing, and many others agree with him. If number 13, Oruch HaShulchan says, let's see it today, because he builds it up very nicely, says, v'inei lefima she'izbay de gedusha doicha tefillah b'tzibur. Better daven gedusha than daven with the tzibur. Because you're going to miss. You can daven with the tzibur, you're going to miss gedusha. If you can oysu b'nei odu shamayichim b'tefillah shmoneh esre, they daven shmoneh esre long. But when she'afil yetchilim b'tzibur, even they start the tzibur, lo yisayim b'kodim gedusha. They won't finish before gedusha. Eich motzu yideim v'reglem. How are they going to, is that the right thing or wrong, or the wrong thing? V'zeo neged ha'gemara. V'ayalem lam tira d'cha gedusha. Just think about that. Says the Rosh Hashanah, according to what we just learned now, every person davens long. When the tzibur starts, what does he should wait? Wait for gedusha, and then you start. Or wait for maidim, you know? It says the Rosh Hashanah, no, we never saw anybody doing that. The kama gedolim oylem amayich b'tfilah adach hakedusha. Many gedolim really down very long. Adz ba orach shochin v'ulai shemip neize aminog b'or tfutzas yisora lamtim ala rabbi chazal shas. Maybe that's the reason we wait for the rabbi. Why? Because shlei koshel b'ze. We don't want the rabbi not to be kedusha. Ach aim b'ze masvi. That's not enough to answer the question. Says the orach shochin v'niri li ayold shazel lo emu chazal ala ba'odim she'ein oy amayich b'tfilah adach hakedusha. So his davens long. He came late to davening. He should wait for kedusha and daven alone. He's davening with the tzibur. And he's spelling him a tzibur. If you're a tzibur and kedusha, he should take. You'll be quiet when he is kedusha, which that's what we'll get to Beis Hashem in the following shurim. So says the Aruch Shulchan, a person davening long, start the tzibur. And that's what Chazon Ish says. Many other points, even though the Bir Halacha is not so clear about that, most points keep agreeing. If you even daven long, you miss kedusha, that should not prevent the person from davening with a tzibur. Lamaise, there is a concept. We find it also in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, when he used to daven with a tzibur, he used to daven shorter. So there it says, probably because of tichlat tzibur, you should not wait for him. But there is an idea, when you daven with a tzibur, if the tzibur is davening fast, a person should, there, if he could, obviously, this is already coming now. Based on the Bir Halacha Suffolk, let's put it this way, in Nashville, there are a person, it's for sure good, a person trying to be in a place where he can reach Kedusha. Let's say it this way. A person has to be Kaveh Mokam with Philosophy. He has to decide where to daven. He should try to daven a place that at least he reaches Kedusha in the time of Lokai Nitzor. He reaches Lokai Nitzor, he can say the Kedusha. And he's not missing Kedusha B'tzibur. If not, he misses Kedusha every time. So Bir Halacha is not even sure that's okay. Other chayim say it's okay. That's okay for him to miss the kedusha if he's davening b'tzibur. But at lechura, they will also agree the person could choose to daven in a different place where he can reach kedusha in the right time. It's for sure better. It's for sure he can be kaim shtein. That's the best thing.
So could a person daven with the tzibur be yichidus? In other words, start ahead of the tzibur. So by the time they and then even say shemoneh esrei before they get.
So the chashuka says don't do that. That's what the chayim say. Better to daven with the tzibur than and miss kedusha. If that's what if he's diving normally, he's not coming late. It's not like his fault. Yeah. Yeah.
But can you start early?
Right, so you should not start early. It's better because then you're missing tefillah b'tzibur. It's not the flash tefillah b'tzibur. The main tefillah b'tzibur, as we're going to get to, based on Hashem next week, main tefillah b'tzibur is to start with the tzibur. She wouldn't answer. So if you're missing that, you're missing the Kaponet Tfilah B'Tzibur. But we don't say that. That's really the Akhra of the Akhranim. So when a person has no choice, start the Tzibur, you miss Kedusha, misses Kedusha. We'll be quiet during Kedusha, as we'll get to. But you see, the Bir Luch is not so clear about that. Now, one point where this will end is just one thing we see over here.
And is the key, if you're just saying, you're not saying the whole Kedusha by Kaina Sword, that's still Kedusha?
If you're saying Kedusha doing Kaina Sword, it's Kedusha.
Because you're only saying parts.
You know, you're just missing the first part. You're saying Kaddish, so we pass, you say Kaddish, and you're saying, say Imloich. You're saying, with a discussion, but nice, so we pass, and Kaina Sword, you do say Imloich. We'll get to that B'ezras Hashem as well. We mentioned it once already when we learned the kind of tzar. One thing just to point out. This is like when I remember when we finished the shiur 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago already. We learned about Chazal Hashatz and how Chazal Hashatz is so important. And every amen of a bracha of Chazal Hashatz it's significant. If a person is able to do that, he gets all the brachas. We learned the avud yoram. It's for sure true. But you see over here that is not, does not come before davening, your own davening, trying to daven with a tzibur. Doesn't come, you know, all these demons that we spoke about is you have to get to Kedusha, you have to get to the Amen of Akela Kaddish, and Amen of Shema Tefillah, you have, you know, or to get, finish with the Chazan, you have Kaddish, you have Bochu, but the other Amen and other Chazan Hashatz, for that, you're not going to doichet. In other words, it's not going to come before this. So a person is able to start with Tzibur, and he's going to say Kedusha, at least the Kaddish Tzor, that's for all the places he comes out, it's lechatchila. Even though he's missing Amen of Magen Avraham or Mechayin Esim, that should not be a concern for someone down with the Tzibur. Beis Hashem, next week we'll get to this idea of downing together Shlech Tzibur, you know, because we'll see that it's some hold, it's not the best way to daven. So we'll learn about that a little bit more, and eventually we'll get to the Shemiah Koine, the davening Kedusha, when you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, what to do. Say it.